The park seems to be void of any beasts of any kind. But once they settle into their walk, especially if they are there alone and there aren't other people around, before they know it, the beasts begin showing themselves to them. They were in a park in Virginia Beach one day, and the sign, it was a national park, and so there were many signs about what you might see. And Esther and Jerry said to the ranger, there was a sign about the elusive silver gray fox. And Esther said, have you ever seen one? And the ranger said, you'll never see one of those. But they did. They were out on the trail. They hadn't been more than half an hour. And one came right up the trail and stood and just looked at them and then ran off. And then Jerry saw a snake. Do you remember the kind of snake it was? A copperhead snake in the park. And Jerry said to the ranger, we saw a copperhead snake. And he said, no, you didn't. We don't have any copperhead snakes. And Jerry said, well, you do now. And Esther said, run, Bambi, run, because she knew that now the ranger would be after this snake. He just laid there. Esther was standing on the wooden walkway, and Jerry said to her calmly, Esther, I don't want you to be startled, but if you will look directly down, about 1 foot from your foot is a beautiful copperhead snake. And it is all stretched out, sunning. It had no interest in biting Esther. It was just there basking and did not feel any concern about them being there. And Esther looked down and said, aren't you beautiful? Before she scampered very quickly away. One day Esther is sitting at a nursery, beautiful flowers all around, and just sitting and enjoying the beautiful baskets of flowers while Jerry was making arrangements for a big cart. And she felt something on her hand, and she looked down, and a beautiful little lizard, about, 6 inches long, tail and all, had crawled right onto her arm and was just sitting there sunning with her. And Esther said, you feel very different than I thought you would feel. It felt like a piece of warm velvet just rubbing itself up and down her arm. In other words, when you are in alignment with who you are, the beasts of your planet want to commune with you. It is your scattered energy that makes them want to go away from you, and then your naturalists say they are becoming extinct, or they are becoming scarce. And we say, they're not scarce, they just don't like the way you feel. They're going where you're not.
I would like to ask you about viruses and bacteria, and that might really be why I'm sitting here right now. I've had a couple of experiences, and one in particular, where I found myself with a sickness in my body. That I had clearly brought upon myself by behaving in a way which really was not in alignment with how I wanted to be. And so I sort of sat down and I talked to this disease in my body. And we talked about why it was there and that I could really appreciate its presence in my life to stop me and show me what was going on. And as soon as I really turned appreciation and loving towards it, within a matter of hours, and you know, there was a pretty horrific manifestation of what this was. And within a matter of hours, when I woke up the following morning, it was gone completely. And I wonder if these
Well, it isn't that you befriended the being called the virus in that case. It is that you have to understand that when your physical apparatus is experiencing something like that, all of the cells of your body are doing their part in bringing you back into alignment. In other words, all hands are on deck, and each cell is calling for the life force that it requires to come back into balance. And if you could not be pushing against whatever it is that you were pushing against that caused it to begin with, if you could find some sort of lining up. In other words, you know how earlier that we said that whenever you know what you don't want, you know more clearly what you do want? Well, the cells of your body are individual consciousnesses doing the same thing. They know what they don't want, which causes them to know what they do want. So vibrationally speaking, when you are sick, the vibrational part of you is weller than it was before you got sick, because the